Women's Health magazine features female who celebrates transgender men having genderless pregnancy and abortion. By Penny Starr on July 9, 2021. A magazine that purports to focus on women's health is now reporting on the women who lives as a man and wants society to accept that transgender men get pregnant and have abortions. The article, written by a female who now goes by Nick Lloyd and told through Kristen Canning. The features director for the magazine, Lloyd, shares how she got pregnant and got an abortion and how hard it was for her to experience gendered care. I didn't feel ashamed about having an abortion. It was an easy decision for me. But as a non-binary transgender person, my abortion experience led to a lot of gender dysphoria. Every clinic had the word women's in the name. All the pamphlets used gendered language and featured images of gender-conforming people. And clinicians were kind but didn't understand trans and non-binary experiences. It felt dehumanizing. I had to emotionally disconnect from the experience entirely because of how gendered it was. Before and after the procedure, I talked a lot to my friends about it. And they helped me articulate my feelings about the gender dysphoria I experienced and held space for me, which helped me come to a place where I could talk about the experience more openly. I'm open about my abortion because I want the world to see that people like me exist. Trans and non-binary people get pregnant and have abortions, and that doesn't invalidate their gender. And they're deserving of care that affirms their gender. I felt like the only trans person on earth who was getting an abortion, and that's just not true. We're part of this movement. Lloyd concluded by saying abortion providers should adopt gender-neutral language and should work to understand the experiences of women who live as men having abortions. Even the decor could be more inclusive, she claims. Follow Penny Starr on Twitter or send news tips to star@breitbart.com.